Story number 373.
Hey, Granny, Dadman, I believe that's our ring.
I know this, Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner. See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the preparations for the coming out party, which is to present Buster V. Davenport, formerly known as Grandpappy Spears, are moving along rapidly now, and social leader Lum Whitley Edwards will soon be ready to announce the date for this gala event. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their Jot 'em Down store and library making further plans for the affair.
Yeah, well, I called Cedric up on the telephone a while ago, and he said he'd come over as quick as he could.
I wish he'd hurry up.
Yeah, well, what was it you wanted with him in such a rush, Lum?
Well, I got to see him about something I want to do for me for the party.
Something you want him to do for you?
Yeah, I got to studying about the coming out party this morning. I just happened to think that we never had no butler.
Butler? Yeah, Sam Butler, you mean? We invited him.
No, not Sam.
Oh, you mean Earl? That's his brother. Lives over at South Old.
I don't mean Earl or Sam, neither one.
Oh.
I mean one of them servants that stands at the door, announces all the guests that come in. You saw them in moving pictures.
Have I?
Of course you have.
Oh.
Wear uniforms.
Uniforms?
Short pants, sort of knee breeches.
Huh.
Faces always look like you just had them froze.
Well.
We seen one of them in the movie last time me and you went to the county seat together. Called him Hawkins, I think, in the picture.
Oh, sure, yeah, Hawkins, yeah, I'll recollect him. Yeah, short pants, yeah.
Well, he's a butler.
He is?
Yeah.
Doggy, Hawkins butler. He sure don't look nothing like his brother, Sam and Earl, does he?
His brother?
I reckon that's on account of him having his face froze once, so. How'd he do that anyway, Lum? Out sleigh riding or something?
I never said he actually got his face froze.
Almost froze, huh? Well, I'm glad to hear that. Glad it never hurt him. You know, it's funny that old Sam never mentioned nothing about having my brother in a moving picture, didn't he?
For goodness sakes, Abner.
Doggy, if he was my brother, I'd tell everybody in town about it. I'd be sort of proud of him, I believe. Wish he was my brother. Then I'd get to go to the moving picture shows every night free. Well, except Sunday, of course.
Abner, that fella we saw ain't no relate of Sam and Earl. And his name ain't Butler, neither.
You just now said he was a butler, Lum. I heard you with my own eyes, ears.
Yeah, but I just meant he was a servant, like a chauffeur, or a maid, or a cook, or a chauffeur.
Huh?
Butler's just a certain kind of servant that high-class society folks have.
Oh, yes, huh?
Special have them for parties and all.
They do, huh?
Yeah, that's what I want Cedric for. I want him to be the butler at Grandpa's coming-out party.
Oh, well, I do know.
Of course, we'll have to rig up some kind of a uniform for him.
Uniform?
Yeah, get him all decked out like a Christmas tree.
Well, he could wear his baseball suit, I reckon, Lum. He's got that uniform over at the place.
Knee pants would be all right, but the coat ain't fancy enough.
It ain't, huh? He's got that big sign on the back there, Dick Huddleston General Merchandise on the back of his suit. Dick, give him a suit, you know.
I know, but that ain't gonna look right, him butling in a baseball suit.
It ain't, huh?
There's a Pine Ridge Panthers on there.
Well, he could carry his catcher's mitt and a mask there. That'd
no,
help.
No, that ain't the kind of uniform. Something like a lodge uniform. Maybe we could get Squire Skimp to let us have some of them lodge uniforms over there.
Oh, that Cedric would love that. Ain't no one thing at that boy enjoys more than
uniform the Grand Supreme High Council wears. That's the one.
Oh,
with all that gold
braid
on it.
Yeah, that'd be a dandy. Old Cedric loves a uniform.
Well, that's why I thought of him for this job.
Of course, now, I don't know about getting him into short pants, Mom. I'm scared you'd never be able to talk him into that port out of. He thinks he's so big now. He wouldn't want to
I think he can. tell him we might have a baseball game later or something.
Well, he'll do it there if he gets to play baseball. Loves to play baseball.
Well, we just tell him that's part of the regular official uniform. He'll do it. I know he will.
Well, he might. He might. If he thinks it's a uniform, he'll do it.
Jump at the chin. Know him well enough to know that.
Oh, yeah. He used to wear his baseball uniform around town here all the time.
Wore it to Sunday school there for 6 months. Yeah.
Yeah, they finally had to make him stop it. what did you say he had to do there along in that outfit? Stand at the door and mouse everybody.
Yeah, you know, like Lord and Lady Seastrump now coming.
Huh?
Prince and Princess.
Lord and Lady? That ain't their names, Long. They're Ezra and Elvis.
I know, but we're going to call everybody by fancy names that night.
Fancy names?
It sounds a whole lot more high class.
Does, huh?
Got to do them things when you get into the social squirrel.
Oh.
Looks better in the papers, too.
Doggies. That sounds like fun, you know. What are me and Elizabeth going to be called on?
Oh, I don't know. What
get up,
mean?
I fancy.
Yeah, Prince and Princess Peabody or something like that.
All right, wait a minute. I believe I'd rather be a Duke, Long. Duke and Duke's Peabody. That sounds better. Elizabeth, I like that, too.
Anyway, you want it.
Yeah, I believe I'll take that.
Harry Hodgkins can be the prince, then.
Yeah, that's all right, yeah.
Prince and Princess Hodgkins.
Yeah.
Commodore and Miss Commodore Quincy. Ambassador.
Commodore Quincy? You mean Ulysses? Why, he can't be no Commodore, Long. He ain't never even seen the ocean, I don't reckon. You'll have to change that into something else. I don't believe that can get by, Long.
Oh, yeah, we don't have to be too particular. He lives just a half mile from the mill pond.
Yeah.
Come to think of it, he owns that old rowboat down there, too, don't he?
Yeah, that's right. I believe that old boat is his.
Well, he's the one for the job, then.
Of course, that thing ain't no good no more, Long. It leaks there. Might have the whole bottom out of it.
Why, no, it's no different. That's enough to make him a Commodore.
Well, I still think we ought to change that to someone else. Huh? Oh, well, howdy. Never seen you coming in there.
Well, here I am.
Yeah, come on back, Cedric. We've got a big surprise for you.
Yes, sir. We started up something here that you love to do, Cedric.
I wish you fellas would call me Mr. Cedric.
Well, Mr. Cedric?
Yes, Mom. Got any good cigars I can buy?
Cigars? Why, you don't smoke cigars, Cedric.
No, Mom, I ain't been doing it, but I might take it up, though.
Huh?
Fellow in my position order smoke, I believe.
In your position? What are you talking about, Cedric?
Go home, tut, 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 tut.
For the land's sake.
Cedric, I don't know what's ailing you, but if you'll simmer down for a second, I'll tell you about this surprise we got for you.
Yeah.
Oh, tut, 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 tut.
You must have picked that up from Squash King.
Wish you'd cut out that tut, tut, and listen, Cedric. We got a job for you. One you like, too.
Job?
Yes, sir, and you get to wear a uniform, Cedric.
Sorry, fellas, I couldn't touch it.
Huh?
Just got too many responsibilities, I think.
Now, what responsibilities have you got? Just tell me one of them.
Oh, you know how it is with a fella in business.
Huh?
You got any watch chains in the store?
Watch chains?
Yes, Mom, I believe I ought to wear one of them, too, I think.
Cedric, you ain't got the amnesia like Grandpappy Spears, have you?
No, Mom, I don't think I have. Ain't got time for that now.
Well?
Just a minute here, Cedric. What is all this talk about business and responsibilities and all that?
Well, you know, you can't keep a good man down. That's what Papa says. You just can't keep a good man down. That's all they are to him.
Can't keep him down where, Cedric?
Well, I don't know. He never said.
How
much does it cost to join the Pine Ridge Chambers of Commerce?
Chambers of Commerce?
Listen, Cedric, stop flitting around up in them dream castles and settle down here on the solid earth and tell us common folks what this is all about.
Yeah, for goodness sake.
It ain't so much. Not so much.
Huh?
Just what you'd expect of a good man, I reckon. I got Advance.
Advance?
Yes,
Mom. Oh, over at Walt Bates' defense plant, you mean?
Yes, Mom, I got Advance.
Oh, well. Well, good for you,
yeah,
Cedric.
Yeah, fine. I'm proud to hear it, Cedric.
You ain't took over Walt's job, have you?
No, Mom, not yet. He's still there.
Oh, well, it's nice that you're letting him stay there.
Well, I don't mind.
Well, you've been talking. I figured you'd run him clean out of the plant.
No, we need him, too. He's a good man, too.
Well.
I believe I'll go down to the barber shop and get my shoes shined again. Done had them shined twice already so far today.
Well, here, wait a minute now, Cedric.
Yeah, simmer down here. Tell us more about this advancement you got.
Yeah, are you getting more money now, Cedric?
No, Mom.
Yeah.
But I'm getting more experience now, Mr. Walt told me.
More experience?
Yes, Mom.
Well, I reckon that's worth something to a young boy.
Anyway, you don't have to pay income tax on experience.
Yeah. did you get advance off of the graveyard shift, Cedric?
No, Mom, I'm still working the graveyard shift.
Exactly what kind of an advance did you get?
Yeah, tell us about it, Cedric.
Yeah,
you got
let us know.
Well, you recollect that old little old no-count job I used to do over there?
No, I never did know exactly what you done over there, Cedric.
Well, it wasn't much of a job, Phil.
It weren't, huh?
No more. All I done was just stand by a moving table there.
A moving table?
I think he means a conveyor belt, sort of.
Oh, them things.
Carry some machines along on it, and the workers work on them as they go by.
Oh, yeah, I saw them, yeah.
Well, that's just exactly what it was,
well,
too. These hunks of machinery move along on the belt.
Hunks of machinery for what, Cedric?
There's something I've been aiming to ask somebody ever since I've been working over there.
For the land face, you mean you don't even know what they're making over at the plant?
Well, you know how it is with us business fellers. Can't bother without no little small details. Well, anyways, in this machinery, there's two bolts that stick it up, and my job was to hit the bolt on the left.
With your bare fist?
Oh, no, Mom. They give me a hammer for that.
Oh, that's nice.
All night long, these hunks of machinery come by, and I hit the bolt on the left.
Well,
that's all I done. Hour after hour, hit the bolt on the left. Got awful monotony.
Got monotony, huh?
Yes, Mom. Finally, I was afraid I was going to just drive myself stark raving mad crazy doing that. So I went to Mr. Walt, and I told him I just had to get a different job. Just had to do it. I couldn't stand it no longer.
Oh, so he advanced you then, huh?
Yes, Mom.
Well, don't you, good for you, Cedric.
Yeah, you deserve a lot of credit there, Cedric. I'm proud of you.
Yes, sir.
Just think, I ain't been working there but about 3 or 4 months, too.
Well.
I'm sure I'm proud of myself.
Well, what's your new job, Cedric?
Mom.
I say, what is it that you have to do now?
Oh, well, I hit the bolt on the right now.